Good morning, Brookings!
Good morning, Brookings and FOMO Nation. This is Emily Port.
And Kimberly Tun coming at you once again live on Monday at 9:15.
From the Brookings Radio and 910 Ranch.
It's a lovely Monday morning. I think, what is this, like Indian summer, right? Is that what we're calling it?
I love an Indian summer.
Do
but
you?
I'm such a beach baby, and I love the hot and the heat, and it's
See,
fantastic.
And I had just gotten all my blankets and candles out.
Better put them away. We're not there yet.
I know. I'm a fall lover. It will come. I'll give you these. You get like 3 days of 80s, which is great. I turn the air back on. Whatever.
That makes me sad.
But it makes it a great week to do stuff outside.
Yes,
while
it does.
We have this weather and appreciate
Absolutely.
It. And so there's a lot to do. And a lot of it's actually outside this week, which people
That's
are taking
good.
Advantage of this beautiful weather.
Absolutely. You know who it's really good for? The farmers.
Yes.
Because
I do. It's harvest.
It is. It's harvest season, which brings me to my dad joke today.
Ooh, let's go.
Okay. This dad joke is for the farmers out there. All of you men and women and kids and dogs and whoever else are in the fields out there working hard for us. So, Kim, why did the farmer not trust his combine harvester?
Ooh, why?
Kept bailing on him.
Okay,
so
that was very fitting. That was a very
That's
fitting
what I
joke. That was
too.
Good.
Yeah.
And as always,
you're welcome, Alexa.
As always, we are looking for dad jokes.
We are.
You know, it gets hard to scrape those together every week. So if you put one in the comments, we will. Okay, Alexa, stop.
Okay, this is hilarious.
What?
If.
There we go. We turned her down. So
Sorry.
let's talk about events this week. It seems like
we
Alexa
will.
Wants to take over the show.
We have a guest host this morning. Her name
yes.
is Amazon Alexa.
She talks to me when I don't want her to all the time.
That's funny. Kim, I'm going to let you start us off this morning because we have a very, very cool and important event this morning.
Yeah.
Or actually this afternoon.
I'm actually excited about it. It's called Raising Resilient Kids. And why I'm excited is it's a lot of the local area nonprofits coming together to do free programming for our young families in Brookings. So it's my two favorite words. It's free and it's fun. And then you throw family on top of it and I'm down. So
and kids.
And kids. So it is tonight, actually. So if you don't have plans with your family tonight at 5 p.m. at Dakota Nature Park. So again, outside, it's going to be about 85, 84 degrees outside.
Right.
I know they have crafts for the little kiddos to do. Mm-hmm. And there's a little learning lesson. And I've heard that there's like a dinosaur will be there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's going to be the best that a lot of our local nonprofits have to offer. For more information, that is on Facebook where I found that, and the local area United Way. Hi, Heidi. Can give you more info on that as well if you call them for that. So that's today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we'll roll into Tuesday here. Tuesday, of course, is Tuesday Trivia at Wooden Legs.
Yeah.
The Art Council, Brookings Art Council, has something tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. called Six Squared Call for Art.
Yeah, and that's actually cool. So I did look at that because I had my day as an artist. And they are collecting art in all different formats from local residents to promote, exhibit, and sell at the Brookings Art Council.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
so
a great idea.
For
like
more information.
Pottery.
Yeah, anything.
Just
it has to fit in like a
matter.
6x6 area. So
six
it could be
that's a
painting.
That's like a sculpture. You
right,
could have
it can
a sculpture
be. Yeah.
There.
So I think if you're a local artist that just wants to try your hand at selling something.
Sure.
I mean, right. So more information on that. That is on Facebook. And Brookings Art Council downtown is going to be your one-stop shop for that. And then it will be open to the public to come shop.
How cool is that? There are
Pretty
so
cool.
many talented people in the world. So
yeah, we have a lot of artists.
For them to be
people.
Able to exhibit that and be able to profit off of it.
I love it.
Fantastic.
I love it.
So there's also a city council meeting tomorrow evening. You can tune in on Facebook or
yep.
wherever that's taking place tomorrow.
Yep. They stream it live.
Share the warmth is going on Wednesday, 9 a.m. at the Old Sanctuary.
Yes, and I think that is an all-day collection event.
Perfect.
Where you can drop your coats and such because it is very warm. It's a great time to throw away coats.
Well, and it's that season of change where,
yeah.
you know, you're looking for, okay, we're going to out with this one and in with this one. But, you know, the Salvation Army is who puts that on.
Yep.
And I typically work that event every year and donate to that. So if you have anything out there, hats, mittens, gloves from infant sizes all the way up to the largest size that you can imagine, and they are in good condition. They will absolutely take those for
and I
our,
love that it stays
our
here.
Families
stays in Brookings and the
all
local nonprofits
all
keep
local.
That here and so yeah, guarantee your kids have coats they can't wear anymore. So
so also Wednesday adult bingo, but it's our week at the VFW.
Yes, it's bingo week.
So if you don't hear us enough today, right now, you can come and catch us at the VFW
at the
on
VFW.
Wednesday, call in bingo.
7 p.m. and it's the cheapest beers in town.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So tell us something else, Kim.
So 1 Million Cups is happening again this Wednesday at 9 a.m. Should be a beautiful morning at Hillcrest Park. I'm not sure who the speaker is, but you can follow them on Facebook. They have their own page, and they're very, very good at posting their weekly events. If you have not been, 1 Million Cups is free, and it's a great connectivity piece that we have in Brookings.
Yeah.
So I love that.
And then Wednesday afternoon, 4:30 at Pioneer Park, Disrupt Brookings 4.0 is going to take place. And I think they're just getting together to chat and
I'm not sure. It used
have a
to
meeting
be,
or...
It used to be Disrupt HR, and they had more of a formatted type speakers. And yes. And so I'm not sure how they flipped it and reversed it. There's more info I know on the Facebook event. But I do know this is a very well-attended thing in Brookings, and it is geared towards corporate Brookings business life and HR specifically and how to handle different situations. There is a ticket price, but I think it's very affordable. So Pioneer Park Outdoors, which is very safe, and that is on Wednesday
evening.
Yeah.
So Thursday evening, 7 p.m. is an acrylic pour class. So let me tell you.
Dude, I love that.
I have done acrylic pour.
Have you?
Yeah. At home, because I kind of, not many people know that I do like to paint canvases.
Oh, yeah. And it's artistic.
And do some of that stuff. So I did an acrylic pour, and the Brookings Art Council is doing that. And it's $10 to $15, I think, just depending on size and some of that stuff. But let me tell you, folks. $10 to $15 for acrylic pour is very inexpensive because it takes so much
paint
to be able to do that.
And it's really cool. Oh, I mean, I see it all over like my TikTok,
glorious.
Sadly. Yeah. It's so satisfying.
It is.
And for people that are in their head about art and you can't
there's
do
nothing
it,
to it,
there's nothing to it. I mean, you just kind of like,
mess it up.
It's a gravity thing,
can't
right?
mess it up.
So I love that if someone wants to dip their toe in the art world. Brookings Art Council, they have lots of fantastic programming for us.
Absolutely.
And they have a Facebook page where they put all this on. So I would follow them on Facebook for that.
And then it looks like Friday through Sunday, Teed Off is just kind of doing an open house, come and go type of a situation. I think it's $35. You can probably find more info on their Facebook page.
Yeah, and I think you get half an hour free on the simulator. Yeah. So it's a good time to try it out if you haven't been there. They're over there by Lowe's. And that little strip mall by Little Caesars. So
talk to me about Friday. It looks like date night and live music at the
Country Club. Okay, so I know a little bit about that.
Just a smidge.
Just a smidge, because it's my event. So Brookings Country Club, we are starting new programming because we are now open through the fall and winter. So I thought, we need more live music in Brookings. I mean, don't we? I think we do. So we're having live music, and the first Friday of each month will be date night. That means we'll have... Bring whoever you want. You and I could go on a date there, too. We'll have a featured menu and a featured dessert for just a little romance. And then this Friday, we're having live music. So if the weather's nice, knock on wood, we'll be outside listening to Erica Whitney and Alexa. And they have been there before, and they are just very supremely talented. We're lucky to have them. So it is free to come. You can come have a beverage on the patio, come have dinner, come have dessert. Do need reservations because it is a very busy event. Hopefully.
Yeah, it will.
So 693-4315 or brookingscc.com for more info on that.
So we are going to roll into, it is family weekend at SDSU this weekend.
So much.
And it is the Beef Bowl weekend.
Yay!
And we've got the Prices Right in town.
I know. It's come on down.
It's crazy. There is so much going on. So part of this family weekend, the Agricultural Heritage Museum are doing pole barn tours. I've never done a pole barn tour.
I have not either.
It's free to some of those families if you wanted to swing by before tailgating and before the main event, which would be the football game. And that's from 10 to 12. So it's kind of a cool deal, I would guess.
And it's free. It's our favorite word.
Free.
So when in Rome, you tour the pole barn. I don't know.
For sure.
Lots of stuff going on campus. Beef Bowl is one of my favorite.
It is mine, too.
I love it.
Unfortunately, I will be out of town. I'm headed out of town for a little fun trip, but I'll attend for you. Y'all will have to just do the activities for me and reach back to me.
I will attend that for you. That's on Saturday at 6 p.m.
Yes.
At the campus. And then Price is Right. I'm so excited about it. I hate that it's the same night, but if you are not into football.
Not everybody is.
Yeah. But if you're not into football, you should get a ticket and go to Swift Hill because Price is Right Live. I think that's amazing. I love The Price is Right. I want to go, but I will be at the Beef Bowl. But if you do go, tell us about it. We want to talk about it next week. I hope somebody that I know wins. Right?
I do too.
I'm excited. I want somebody to win, spin the big wheel and win and all that jazz. I love it.
So I'm going to touch on Good Roots Farm every Sunday. So the reason I bring this up is we had an event
week.
I was just there this week. And oh my gosh, that place is beautiful out there. Absolutely gorgeous. And every Sunday they do like a pizza Sunday. Mm-hmm, they've got a couple of brick ovens out there. You go, you just chill, listen to some music. But Good Roots Farm is 4:30 to 7 p.m. You go out there, buy pizza.
Yeah.
Just have fun.
It's a family-owned establishment, Julie and her husband. It's just good people. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. It's local. The pizza is locally sourced with the
ingredients
they grow. I love it.
Yeah.
So follow them on Facebook for more. I think they do it every Sunday, weather permitting.
You bet.
And then we should tell people how do they reach us?
They reach us on the radio.
Yep. Well, they listen on the radio. They reach us on brookingsradio.com. There is a FOMO button. We need event submissions, so we can only tell what we know.
That's right.
So if you have an event, we would love to talk about it for free.
For free.
We promise we do
have a website in the works.
We do.
It's going to be so cool.
It's like this close.
It's very close.
And follow us on Facebook, as always,
The
FOMO Show. And once again, Emily, this was a pleasure.
I know. I love my Monday mornings with you.
Exactly. And FOMO,
and FOMO Nation,
we love you. Thanks. Like, share the video, and we'll see you next time.
Cheerio. Oh, what's going on?